To its maximum potential through a focus on education and economics with a trace of hard work, honesty, and integrity. And for more information, make sure you visit www.paxinc.org. That's where you can learn more about the organization, all the missions that they have, and what they're doing for the community, as well as while you're on the website, make sure you click on the tab that says the code so you can learn more about the codes of conduct that PAX Inc. created. Also, while you're online, as you know, make sure you visit the Freedom Train website at www.freedomtrainradio.com. That way you can learn more about myself, my co-host Patrick Irvin, and Jamie Basham, learn more about the Freedom Train Network as a whole, and the host of new shows that we have coming. As you know, now we have the Freedom Train podcast, which you're listening to now. We also have The Fix, the sports podcast, and we have many, many more shows coming up. So make sure you just stick around because it's getting bigger and better around here. Also, make sure you follow us on Twitter at Freedom Train Net. Follow us on Instagram at Freedom Train Network. Subscribe to the Freedom Train YouTube channel. We're on YouTube now, so make sure you subscribe to the Freedom Train YouTube channel. Like our Facebook page. And don't forget about Google Play and iTunes. We're on Google Play and iTunes, so you can subscribe. And that way you can stay in the loop on everything that's going on the Freedom Train Network, the Freedom Train podcast series, The Fix, and every other show that we have coming up. So today we have a great show. We're going to learn a lot today. So make sure you pull out your pen and your pad, put your thinking caps on, sit Indian style, whatever you need to do to get comfortable. Because we have a great interview today. Two lovely women who are setting my city on fire right now. We're talking about financial literacy. We're talking about not just financial literacy, but actually taking that information and using it to become financially free. These two women are at the top of their game. One is the credit doctor. So if your credit got the flu or just a common cold, she can help you, right? And the other specializes in real estate. So if you're trying to learn about buying a house, if you're trying to learn about selling a house, if you're just trying to learn about how you can become financially free using your house, then this other young lady, she has the information you need. And who am I talking about? I am talking about Miss Jackie Calloway and Miss Lindsay Thompson. And I would like to thank these ladies for being on the Freedom Train and welcome them. And my studio audience want to give these ladies a round of applause. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you for being on the Freedom Train podcast series with me today.
Thank you, Joseph. Thank you for having us.
Thank you so much. So glad to be with you guys this evening.
No problem. Eager to learn and just excited and ready to have some fun and learn more from you, learn more about you. So let's get into it. So now before we get deep into the interview, would like our audience to have some background information about you guys. So could you tell our audience information about yourselves and how and why you chose the particular paths that you are on, and why financial literacy? Why is it important?
Go ahead, Jackie.
Okay, thank you, Joseph, Lindsay, so much. Well, I'm Jackie Calloway. I am a board-certified credit consultant and owner of CreditRx. We are a local credit repair company that specializes in boosting your credit scores, okay? A little bit about why I started in credit repair and financial literacy is I grew up in a small town called Attapulgas, Georgia, okay? And I saw the devastating effects of poverty. You know, we didn't have any running water. We didn't have a bathroom. You know, we were poor, but we didn't know we were poor. My parents made sure that they, you know, did their best to provide for us. But as, you know, you go to school, you would see how other kids are dressed. You would see their parents pulling up in nice cars, that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. I eventually learned the power of money, okay? So as an adult, Joseph, what happened was because I wasn't taught financial literacy in school, by the time I wanted to purchase a home, my credit score was a mess. I mean, I had a 500 score. And, of course, I was denied for that mortgage and had to learn how to fix my own credit. And I eventually got that score up to a 640 where I could purchase the home for me and my children. And at that time, I just vowed to be the answer. You know, I wanted to be the answer for people that were in my situation that hear denied every single day. I just wanted to be the answer for them. And so I started Credit RX, and since then I've helped others, you know, with financial wellness and learning how to budget and getting their credit together to purchase homes. And my goal, of course, is to help many others along this path. So super excited about that.
Out of Pugas.
Say it right now. Out of Pugas.
Out of Pugas. Shout out.
Okay. Oh, goodness.
I love it. Well, I'm Lindsay Thompson. I'm a realtor. I've been a full-time realtor for a little over 5 years. I'm with Keller Williams Realty in Tallahassee, Florida, and I specialize in the neighboring counties as well. And notice I said I am a realtor, which is a little bit different than your typical real estate agent. Not every licensed real estate agent is a realtor. We are a member of the National Association of Realtors. And we are held to a different code of ethics and standards than your average real estate agent. Okay. And I had came from a background, well, I worked at a lobbyist firm, and I thought that was something that I wanted to do, being a lobbyist or working with something in public relations in that nature. I knew I always wanted to work with people. I wanted to be in a position that interacted with people on a daily basis, but it wasn't until I worked for them that I decided I wasn't going to do that. But once I started learning about what true wealth really it was or is and how to build wealth and making smart investments, I wanted to be very similar to what Jackie said, the answer for people to understand what it means to invest your money and make your money double and triple and make money in your sleep, so to speak, passive income. I wanted to learn more about that. I wanted to help people with essentially one of the biggest decisions financially that you'll ever make in your life. Once I had the experience of handing a first-time home buyer their keys, I knew that that was it. That's what I wanted to do. And just educating our community and building wealth through smart financial investments like real estate. And that's why I decided to try it, stick with it, and and I'll probably do it till I leave here.
That's great. Now that's great. Now, one of the greatest things about what both of you are saying is the passion that you have when you're saying what you're saying. So that's how I know this is going to be a great interview, and it's already great already, but great information because you're passionate about what you're doing. So we definitely appreciate that from you too. So this next question, thank you very much. So this next question is for both of you again, because both of you hit on it, talking about buying a house. And for most people, I know me growing up, I never really imagined myself buying a house until I got halfway through college, because I didn't know a lot of people who actually owned houses. And if we did know people who owned houses, we didn't know that they owned their houses, because we assumed everyone like us rented. So why is it important for credit, for a person's credit to be in order? And what does a credit score have to do with buying a house? Because you mentioned it, but what does that mean? Why does all that go together to be able to buy a house?
Sorry, Lindsay. That's a great question, Joseph. First of all, credit is what stands between you and that home. Okay. Lenders have a system that says, if your credit score falls below a certain number, all right, sometimes that's a 640, sometimes that's a 620, 580. If your score falls below that number, they won't lend to you,
right?
Period. They deny you. And so the reason that they deny you is because you're considered a high risk to them. They look at your score and say, okay, this person will pay me back or this person won't pay me back.
And
so,
you're borrowing money, a lot
right,
of money.
Exactly.
Okay.
Like Lindsay said, you're borrowing $100,000, $200,000 sometimes,
right,
you know, for homes or more. So what happens is your score, your credit score, is a snapshot of your financial health. And
mm-hmm,
it tells the lenders, you know, if you'll be able to pay them back. And so that's what makes me so passionate about credit, is because what we do here at Credit RX is vital. It's vital to our consumers. We're that bridge that stands between you renting and you buying.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're that bridge between you building wealth and you making somebody else wealthy. So mm-hmm, that's why I'm so passionate about it, because, you know, credit scores, you're treated differently when your scores are considered good scores versus when they're bad. If you don't believe
okay,
me, just walk in a bank. You'll see. So so
right,
that's my answer for it. Definitely vital what we do.
Okay. Okay.
Mm-hmm. She nailed it. It's
yeah,
like the literal sense. You're borrowing a lot of money, and
mm-hmm,
they need to spend your money. So,
right,
you know, so many different things play into your credit score, you know, and the habits that you have daily play into your credit score. Are you paying your bills? If you aren't paying your bills or using your credit efficiently,
mm-hmm,
you know, what makes any lending institution think that you're going to pay them on
right,
time? Or,
right,
or for different reasons. So those are some of the things that they look at. Lenders look at your credit. That's the most important part. They look at your debt-to-income ratio.
Mm-hmm.
They look at your accounts because they want to see how you're spending. So if you create good spending habits, obviously it's going to increase your credit score,
mm-hmm,
but it's going to just make you look like you're more responsible, therefore reducing your risk.
Okay. Okay. And
closer to an approval.
Right. And as you guys talk, I'm just thinking about myself and friends of mine as we move from high school through college to adult life, and how we would buy cell phones and pay the bill for maybe 6 months to a year and say, you know what, I don't want this phone anymore. They're not going to do anything to
right,
me, and just move on to the next and just accumulate stuff and move on to the next. And now you're in your late 20s and early 30s and you're scrambling trying to get your credit together. But
mm-hmm,
like you were saying, it's vital to have this information. It's vital to have at least someone teaching, especially our youth, what real financial literacy is. So by the time they're in their 20s, their credit is good, and they don't have to scramble. So.
Right.
Okay.
Right. Because credit is just credit until you need it. See, it's
right,
an invisible thing up in the sky, you think, you
right,
know, until you're ready to purchase a home or a car or even get a job, because these days you can't even get a decent job without a good credit score. They'll run your credit. You know, you'll pay higher
right,
deposits on your electricity, you know, if you don't have good credit. So definitely
yeah,
important to start young.
Definitely. And some
yep,
some places may not even allow you to rent and all those things because of credit. So yeah, that's why. But
mm-hmm,
see, that's why I really want to do this interview with you two, because this information is vital for our community. You two are two vital components, two important parts of this community, because of the information you have and the passion you have behind it and the willingness to be out in the community, because people can actually reach you to. You are reachable. So that's why I really appreciate
right,
what you guys are doing and the platforms that you've created for yourselves.
Well,
oh,
we appreciate you, Joseph.
Thank you.
So, Jackie, this question is for you. All right.
Okay.
So let's say, right, I'm 11. Between 8 and 11, my mom decides she want to get a new cable bill, get some new lights, and her credit has been shot since she was 8. So
okay,
she puts all of this in my name, and my credit gets shot. So by the time I'm 20, I really have horrible credit because bills were put in my name and they weren't paid. So
mm-hmm,
how do I start to repair my credit, and how would you be able to help somebody in that situation?
Right. Well, that's a great question, Joseph. And it's so funny you talk about this, because this exact thing happened to me. You know, I don't know how it worked back in the days when I was a kid, but they could put light bills in your name and phone bills in your name, and you're a kid. I never understood that, but it happened. My mom put a phone bill in my name, and I ran it up. I had a little boyfriend that I was seeing at like 13. You know, he lived in another state, and I ran that phone bill up. And, of course, you know, eventually it got taken to collections, and, you know, now it's on the credit report. But here's where I would start, because it's very common to, you know, have bad credit by the time you reach 18, whether it's your doing or your parents doing. The first thing that I would help with is, you know, anytime you're needing surgery, what do? You go and get an x-ray, right? Mm-hmm. You don't want a doctor just cutting on you. You want an x-ray. And so what we do is we advise you to get your credit report. Your credit report is your x-ray. So you get one free credit report per year. You can go to annualcreditreport.com. That's www.annualcreditreport.com. Or you can visit a site like Identity IQ or Credit Check Total. You know, you'll pay a dollar for like a 7-day trial, but it will give you your credit health. It'll tell you your scores, what's on your report, that sort of thing. That's the first step. The second step is you have to decide if you want to do it yourself or if you want to pay an expert. So I often tell people, I don't know how to bake cakes, so I pay Publix to bake my cakes. Okay, right. I don't want to mess up a cake. I want it to taste good. So what we do is, you know, we sometimes do stuff ourselves and it ends up worse. So you, if you want to do it yourself, of course, you can start by adding positive credit. You can go to your bank and ask them for a secured credit card. You can ask them for a secured loan, those type of products, because when your scores are low, you got to put money down, okay? So those are called secured products, secured loans, secured credit cards. The other thing is you need to start disputing the items on your report. So, you know, there's a law that is called the Fair Credit Reporting Act that simply says everything on your report has to be 100% verifiable, has to be 100% accurate, and 100% timely. And so there's over 300 pieces of information that a creditor has to report and abide by that law, the FCRA law. And so we're not saying that the account is now yours. We're just saying that the account is reporting inaccurately. The balance is incorrect. The date open is incorrect. You know, you can find tons of reasons to dispute an item. Now, of course, if you don't want to do it yourself, you can always call me. You know, we do this every single day, free consultations for clients. You can call and pick my brain and just figure out what your next step needs to be. But start now. Don't wait. It's the key.
Right. And what's your phone number?
It's 850-466-7136. Our office hours are from 10 to 5, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Okay.
And they can just give me a call. You know, we can set up a consultation. I can walk them through pulling the credit reports and then come up with a game plan to help their credit. You know, sometimes, you know, people say, I can't afford to get my credit, straight. Sometimes you have to use your income tax money. You know, that's a great chunk of money that you can use to build your credit. You can defer a car payment, for example, to get a secured credit card. There's just so many ways that you can afford to. You can't afford it. I'll say that.
Right.
You can't afford not to fix your credit.
Okay.
Because you're paying thousands of dollars in interest every month for bad credit. So you want to take care of it now.
Right. That makes sense. All right. So I hope y'all got your pen and pad and writing this stuff down, because being financially literate is a part of the game. So let's do this, people. All right. So Lindsay, this question is for you. And without giving away your secrets, helping those who know nothing about buying a house, can you walk us through the home buying process and what a person would really need to know to get the best house for the best deal?
Okay. Well, that's a good one. Great question. Thank you. Well, there's really no secrets, first of all. Everything, you know, I'm an open book, and I'm very honest, and that's something you should definitely look for when it comes to a realtor that you're looking at or while you're interviewing different realtors that could possibly help you. when it comes to, and I hear this all the time, and it's only natural because we are how we are and we're consumers and economics, but with real estate, you get what you pay for as with anything else. Mm-hmm. It is not like one of those situations where you go in, you see a pair of shoes on sale. You get what you pay for, and it is an investment. As we know, with smart investments, you do have to invest, whether it be some type of time or money, to get what you need and then to see, you know, you're a good rate of return. The first step, I mean, the key is really, again, just knowing where you stand, if that makes any sense.
Mm-hmm.
You want to talk with a realtor, first of all, that is not doesn't have any problems talking with you, even if you're not ready. I'm actually a realtor consultant, which is a little bit different than, again, some realtors or licensed real estate agents.
Right.
What we like to do is very similar to what Jackie said. You have to come up with a plan. So you want to sit down and talk with a realtor first, and most people don't realize realtors are free to help you on the buying end. We are paid based off commission, and we are paid out of the sale from the sellers, not buyers. So it is absolutely free to work with a realtor, and I suggest you do so. A lot of people feel like they're saving some type of money or saving themselves some different things when they don't use a realtor, when you essentially have free representation. So you want to sit down with a realtor. I obviously love to, especially working with first-time home buyers. It's one of the things I specialize in. And you devise a plan. You've already obviously made the first and most important step, which is deciding to buy. But you want to decide first, you know, and figure out where you stand as far as credit-wise, how much you want to spend, and all of that. And that is usually done by talking with a lender. To me and other realtors, what we can do is educate you on the process. Then you have to figure out where you stand financially, and that's where your credit comes into play, your employment, your debt-to-income ratio. But usually after I consult with my customers, I do have them reach out to a few lenders, and it is based off of their needs because everybody's needs are different, and I recognize that. So there are certain lenders and people just like Jackie that I partner with to help people based off of their situation. Now, the way to get the best, I guess, the most amount of home you could say for the least amount of money, is just basically being educated. I make sure to also, along with talking about the home buying process and talking about meeting with a lender and how that's important, I also make sure to educate my buyers on what the local market looks like in Tallahassee.
Okay.
That's so important because many, many people think, after coming off watching HGTV and seeing somebody buying a house, you're
going
to get the same thing here. Real estate is very compartmentalized, and a value is a moment in time. It can change very quickly. So I make sure once I talk with my buyers and understand their goals, whether it be time frame, how much they want to spend on a house, I make sure to educate them on the market so that way they understand what their price point can afford them. And they also know, too, when I do that, that I am in no way, I'm not going to allow them to offer or pay more than what a home is worth, so to speak.
Right.
Because they have that education, so they're a little bit more confident, if that makes sense. But with real estate, you get what you pay for. We're in a certain type of market now, a seller's market, where I don't want to say sellers have upper hands, but there's just less inventory. So supply and demand. You know, that works when you have less supply and the demand is high, that hikes up prices. But, again, you know, it's up to us to educate our buyers on the market, and that's what I make sure to do, so they know they're making a wise investment. But there's just no secret key, so to speak. It's just speaking with somebody who's a market specialist and getting the process started so you know where you stand. That's all.
Okay, well, that makes sense. No, it does.
Yeah,
it does make sense because it's the best explanation I've ever heard. And I don't know a lot about real estate, I'll admit, but I've read things, read books, read articles, videos, and I hear people talking, and it sounds like mumbo jumbo, but you just, like, laid it out perfect, so... Thank you.
Can I say one more thing really quickly? One more thing
when
it comes to that. A lot, I get calls every day of people wanting to see property, right? They just see a house, they drove by, or they saw it online, they just want to see it. And some people get mad with me because I won't meet with them first of all, I don't know who you are, and second, we don't, again, know where you stand. Credit-wise, right. You could even qualify for a loan, what you afford, what you want. And it's almost like malpractice. And I always say to people, and I hope that the listeners understand this, you wouldn't go in for a surgery, you know, on your foot without having a consultation.
Right.
And
exactly.
Buying a house and doing things like this that we're talking about is financial surgery. So any professional, I highly recommend that as you're talking to people, you make sure that they sit down and they talk with you and they understand your situation and your goals. If they just meet up with you and don't give you any of that preliminary info or consultation, like what Jackie mentioned and what we're talking about, you may want to be careful. So, you know, it's just something to think about. In order to get the best service, you got to start with a consultation and know where you stand with any professional. Mm-hmm.
Okay, that definitely makes sense. So remember, people, get yourself a consultation first. Find out what's
right.
going on. Just jump right in, you know.
And they're free.
right. The greatest price ever, free. So let's, come on, people, let's do it. So now, the both of you preach financial literacy. That's the end goal. The end goal is financial freedom, but financial literacy is a tool
right.
that you use. And both of you
right.
use that tool through your individual businesses. So before we get into financial freedom, though, I do want to talk about financial literacy. And to the both of you, what does financial literacy mean, and how does one become financially literate? And I ask this question because some people think you can just go read a book, or you can read one of the Get Rich Dad, Poor Dad books, or play one of the games and things and just become rich. So how do you truly gain financial literacy, and like, what does that mean to you all?
Well, Joseph, I'll just say this. For me, financial literacy is just having a knowledge of money, how it works,
mm-hmm.
credit,
mm-hmm.
how it works. We overcomplicate it sometimes, but just simply how it works, you know?
Right.
And so the first thing that I did to get financial literacy was I got a mentor, okay? Find someone that's gone where you are trying to go and get under them. Just talk to them. Hey, would you mind mentoring me? Some people will charge you a fee. Some won't.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
I have a mentor that owns a very successful credit repair company up in South Carolina. And when I wanted to start a credit repair business, that was the first person I went to. I wanted somebody that had walked down the road I was trying to walk down. And
right.
I took a course of hers, and that course came with lifetime mentorship. And so she mentors me every single Friday religiously. And she pours into me, and I learn everything about credit and finances that I can from her during those calls. So the first thing that I did was get a mentor. I would suggest that. As far as my clients go, how I educate them is with my clients, they're not just getting credit repair. You know, some companies you're just getting credit repair. You're just getting people disputing items for you. But with Credit RX, we teach them on budgeting. We help them to set up a Excel spreadsheet so that they'll know what bills to pay out of what check, okay?
Right,
we
right.
help them set up an envelope fund. Sometimes you're blowing money on fast food. You know, we help you set up an envelope fund so you're not wasting your money.
Mm-hmm.
We help them with debt snowball, paying down their debt so that they can live financially free. We also teach them how to use their credit cards. That's a big thing is credit card
right.
debt in America.
Right.
So we teach them how to pay that stuff down and how to use it responsibly. So I'm just a firm believer in telling your money where to go instead of wondering
mm-hmm.
where it went. So when that money gets in your hand, you have the power to tell it where to go.
That's
and of
true.
Course, you, Joseph, you hit on Rich Dad, Poor Dad. I love
mm-hmm.
that book by Robert
right.
Kiyosaki. I do read, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I read Rich Dad. I'm actually reading one of his books now on investing.
Right.
So that's a book, Total Money Makeover by Dave Ramsey. Of course, there's a lady online called Alanya Kohlberg. She
okay.
has an amazing investing class. It's called Zero to Investor. She's all over Facebook, but basically she teaches you how to invest in the stock market. You know, she was a single parent on welfare, you know, filed bankruptcy, everything. And she went from that to, you know, being a successful stock investor. So, you know, Facebook is full of resources. Instead of, you know, us getting on Facebook just to play and to gossip a lot of times, you know, let's get on there and get in some of these financial groups like Dream Catchers on Facebook. You know, there's like 300,000 people in that group that's all talking the same thing, financial literacy. So, you know, that's my angle.
Okay. Yeah. Leslie?
Mm-hmm. Well, I have to say I completely agree with Jackie as far as getting a mentor or at least aligning yourself with people who are already living what you would say your goals may be.
Mm-hmm.
My mentor, my coach, because I have one too, friend, because it's for the accountability. We need it. One of the main things she taught me, I would always hear her say, was, you know, the important thing with anything you're trying to do, try to find somebody who does it quicker, faster, and more efficiently than you do, and understand their habits. I think it's very true that you are, you know, the average of the five people that are closest to you. I think that is huge, and you want to have that accountability there, and you want to have people around you or different things who will be very honest with you. I think that's necessary. So that's a big one for me when it comes to it. And, of course, like just educating yourself, not just educating, but reading. And because you are the movies you watch. You are the books you read.
Right,
you are
the
people you hang out with. I think that's important. And when it comes to me and how I educate my customers on that end, financial literacy, so to speak, I make sure that they know from the beginning, again, as I had mentioned, that I'm a realtor consultant. And so that means I'm going to be with you from the very beginning, even if you're a year out, from the very beginning to the very end and beyond. And when I say from the beginning, I can link you up with different people that I've connected with that I trust, like Jackie.
Things
when it comes to credit, devising a plan and whatnot. And we are there to help you create those good habits, because the only way you're going to become literate or good at anything is by doing it. Be, do, have. That's what I live by. Be, have. So you got to create those habits. It doesn't just happen overnight, like you said, from reading a book. But education is key for me, and making sure that I kind of stay with them and stay on them and help them be consistent. But an example of me and helping them to continue to build this wealth that we're talking about, for a lot of my customers, I can link them up with, I have a lender partner that I work with that has an amazing equity optimization program. And so after closing, that's when he starts to educate my customers on, now what are we going to do? Now how are we going to start really building wealth? How are we going to start building your equity? Let's devise a plan so we can start paying down your mortgage quicker. Because the great thing is, you get into your home, you know, you're like, welcome to my home, but you don't have people over and say, welcome to my mortgage. It is still a debt.
Right.
So you want to pay that down quickly, and that's how you build the equity with mortgage pay down or debt pay down, and that's how you start to see the equity. So I want to help you after we close and you get those keys in hand and you move into your home. Okay, how can we pay it off quicker? So where if we needed to sell, if something came up, we get a bigger lump sum, and we can use that to pay off debt or buy investment or whatever.
Okay.
How can we do that? It doesn't end with buying a house.
Right.
So that's how I just help with creating good habits and going all the way
through. No, but,
and Joseph, if I can add really
– Go ahead. No, I'm just
sorry. Joseph, if I can add really quickly, something that really helped me with growing in this area too is don't be afraid of honest criticism, constructive criticism. You know, when you get these people around you, your mentor, your friends, you know, your realtor, your credit doctor, whoever, you know, they're going to tell you some stuff that may be a little hard to swallow, you know, but you have to be open to that. You know, Lindsay, I love her because she's always honest with me, and she's always, you know, when she gives me constructive criticism, you know, the first thing you want to do is just be like, oh, you don't tell me what to do, you know, but I listen to her and I respect her for that. And, you know, and she has helped me so much in my own personal life and professional life to be a better businesswoman. So you have to be open. You just have to be open. Don't suck your teeth. Just sit down and humble yourself and listen. You know, because we know what we're talking about.
Exactly, but that.
Right.
Yeah.
Jackie's done the the same thing, and that's what you have to surround yourself with. You've got to be open. Exactly. You've got to be humble. The only way to take business, the only way. You cannot take everything.
That's exactly. Now, you, I mean, you exactly, both of you are correct. I mean, like you said, the people around you help kind of shape the way you think, the way you go about doing things. And my favorite quote is, your network determines your net worth. So that's why, you know, having great people around you, that's good. All right. So Lindsay, this question is specifically for you because I wanted to get your thoughts on this. I've read articles, I've seen clips of videos, and I've heard people on several, or not several, but different radio stations saying that home ownership is dying, real estate is dying, it's overrated. People who are buying homes and putting their, I guess you could say, in their words, putting their hopes and dreams into their homes as far as something that can help them financially, that's a bad thing. So can you speak on that and also tell us how a person can truly achieve financial freedom through home ownership?
Right. Well, you know, with that whole thing saying that home ownership is overrated, I guess sometimes when I hear that, I try to dig a little deeper and I ask more questions. Like, for instance, you know, Joseph, what if I were to tell you you're paying a mortgage?
Mm-hmm.
A mortgage. You're paying it right now.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody
right.
is.
Right.
If you have a roof over your head. If you are blessed enough to have a roof over your head, you're paying a mortgage.
Mm-hmm.
So what is wrong with paying your own as opposed to continuing to help other people build wealth?
Mm-hmm.
Now, some people don't know necessarily how to answer that because they don't understand how you can build wealth from home ownership. And that is something we touched on in our last seminar. And wealth, and when we say this, again, this is the smart investments. Wealth is, or I guess we could say, when I think of wealth, I think of having a nest egg when I actually do want to retire. You know, Lord willing, I want to retire and not have to work till I'm almost dead in the ground.
Right.
I want to be able to kind of build a life by design. And I also think about, you know, my son, our children. That's what I think about when I think about wealth. So an example of how you can build wealth through real estate is when you purchase your home. So you have equity buildup, which happens as you're paying down your mortgage, and as values appreciate. That's where you have equity build, or you have basically wealth that's being built. So, or that is increasing. If you bought a house for, let's say, $100,000 or $150,000, in let's say 3 to 4 years, that home could be worth anywhere from $160,000 to $175,000, depending on where you are and the average appreciation rate. So, right there, you already have $10,000 to $15,000. Okay, then you add to that whatever you've paid down in your mortgage, whether it's only $5,000 or $10,000. You add that.
Right.
So let's say you're around $25,000. You could turn around and sell and use that as a down payment to your dream home that you have custom built. You could use part of it and use it as down payment and then use it to pay off debt. Okay.
Okay.
You could use it for self. You could invest it to your retirement. So let's think about that versus you leave a rental property to go to the next rental property. What do you get back?
Right. I mean,
nothing,
just...
Right. It's crickets.
Right.
So nothing.
Right.
You'll be lucky. Yeah, you couldn't think of anything, right, because you don't...
Right.
Lucky to get your security deposit back. So, you know, that's one thing people just don't understand where the wealth comes from or what that means. And then another example that I give is... I almost lost my train of thought. But you have to think of it as like you're already paying. Some people don't want the responsibility. That's another reason they feel like home ownership is overrated. They don't want the responsibility.
Right.
What if something happens to the house, repairs? Well, you think of it like this. One, we have people in place. You know, my father always said to me, when you get a car, find that good mechanic that you can go to, you know, that you trust. It's the same thing when it comes to a handyman or a contractor that can come out and fix your house. There are home warranties available to where you just have to pay a service call fee. And whatever you need done can be done for minimal amount of money. And another thing people don't realize is you're paying for that. Because, as you know, home ownership oftentimes is a lot cheaper than paying a rent. Bundled in those rent costs are the cost to cover their home warranties, your landlord's home warranties, to cover maintenance. So you're paying in... escalated amount for rent. So you're here again, already paying somebody else's mortgage and then some, and it's covering those costs. So if you can afford to do that, you can afford to have a cheaper monthly payment, your mortgage, and you are able to have people that can come out and help you if something were to happen with the house. I know plenty of people. Like I said, it's a team effort. You know, we don't just leave you when you close on a property. We have people. We have connections with people within the community. So I think that's how I usually answer that. When people say it's overrated, it's usually because they have a fear of the unknown.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one. And then two, they don't understand where the wealth actually comes from, what it means. Because, like I said, you're already paying a mortgage, so you might as well let it be yours.
Right.
That's true. And I had a conversation with my father about buying a house about 4 months ago. And the first 20 minutes of the conversation, he was just throwing taxes, son. You got to watch out for this, and son, you got to watch out for this. Because my dad, old school, so he plays it extra safe in life. And so, I feel him because he and a lot of things he knows what he's talking about, but I do feel like he plays it extra safe. And so, but it's refreshing talking to someone like you who knows the industry in and out and is willing to be honest, because it makes someone like me more confident, as you stated earlier, makes me more confident moving forward in the process to buy a house, because I have the credit score. I know I can do it. So, okay, let's go get a house. But I feel energized just interviewing you about this and learning this information from you too, because, okay, well, first of all, I know where to find you, and I can use your information, and you're knowledgeable in what you're doing, so that makes me feel confident and comfortable moving forward.
Yeah, and even real quick, even Warren Buffett, he said it, real estate is one of the safest and most secure investments you could ever make. It is considered, whenever you invest in real estate or purchase a home, it is considered a forced savings because of the money that you take away if you decide to sell or anything else. And you don't even realize you're doing it because you're just paying your mortgage just like you would a rent. So now it's time to get your return on investment.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. There you go. All right. So Jackie, as we move forward talking about financial freedom, in your credit lane, how can a great credit score, and first of all, what is a great credit score, and how can a great credit score help someone achieve their goal of financial freedom?
Okay, that's a great question, Joseph. So a great credit score, you know, your scores range anywhere from 300 being the lowest to 850 being the highest. You can start getting approved for a mortgage around, let's say, 580, 620, 640. But to get the best interest rates, you want to aim towards 700, the 700 range. I tell people that you can get the same interest rate at a 750 as you can at an 850, okay, because you're in that same tier as an excellent credit borrower. So that's the range with credit score, so people kind of know, you know, where they are in that range. And then to answer your second question, Joseph, a great credit score is just one of the tools to financial freedom. So I like to make this example. Would you give me $200 and just watch me flush it down the toilet, Joseph?
No.
Like, what would you do? You would be trying to grab that money.
Yeah,
out of the toilet, probably.
I'm looking at you like, how are you going to replace my $200?
Exactly, right. So in those terms, you got to think about credit scores being low, equaling money being flushed down the toilet, okay?
Right.
Person A and person B, they're going to buy the same car. One has good credit, one has bad credit, all right? We're looking at, let's say, a $20,000 loan. Same car, but person A is going to get a 2% interest rate because they have good credit, and then person B is going to get a 25% interest rate because they have bad credit. And what that means is, over the course of the loan, the person with good credit is paying $350 a month for that car, and the person with bad credit is paying $550 a month for the same car.
Right.
So that's $200 that you're throwing away. And over the course of the loan, you're talking about $1,000 worth of interest that you're going to pay versus $12,000 worth of interest. That's a lot of money, $200 a month.
It is.
So what can you do with 10 grand over 5 years, right? Because that's what you're
right.
wasting.
Right.
You can build a business. You can buy, get with Lindsay and purchase a piece of real estate.
Exactly.
You can save that money. You can invest that money in the stock market. You could go on a vacation. You know, so many things that you can do with the money that you're wasting in interest. So that's why credit is so important. You know, people say, I can't afford to pay. Well, you can't, don't pay it if you, don't fix it if you want to. And just continue to pay those high interest costs. Pay
right.
now or pay later type thing, right? So I just advise people, don't throw your money away, you know.
Uh-huh.
Save that money. And you don't think about it on a day-to-day basis. You think it's just normal to pay $500 for a vehicle.
Right.
That's not
right.
normal. That's your interest rate. Your interest
right.
rate is high. That's why you're paying so much money per month for a car. So unless you got a Lamborghini or something like that, you know.
right.
But just your typical car payment, you know. $300, $400. You know, you shouldn't be paying $600, $700, $800 a month. So,
exactly,
right.
exactly. Now that makes sense.
Good.
That really does make sense. So, now one thing, you know, I was scrolling through Facebook and I saw you two collaborating on an event, and I was like, this is interesting because. Everything that I hear about you two, everybody saying, hey, if you want to buy a house, you need to get with Lindsay. Hey, if you want to get your credit right, you need to get with Jackie. So you two have built a great reputation for yourselves in our Tallahassee community through your individual efforts. And now you're collaborating together. So it's like, okay, we got something great going on here. And you created an event called Wealth Building Brunch Seminar and Power Hour. So my first question is, how did you two hook up, and why did you decide to collaborate? What type of information was given at this event, and when are you doing it again?
Well, if I can, okay, so I guess I'll start. I was blessed to be introduced to Jackie Calloway by a lending partner of mine, and we talked and immediately gelled, and I could tell, just like I'm sure you guys, or sense her passion for what she does. And I started to, and it was just refreshing because I didn't really have anybody that I trusted. My customers like my babies, even the ones, you know, who haven't bought a house or aren't ready to buy a house. They're the heart of my business, so I want to make sure they're in good hands. And I was tired of thinking I had to send somebody to some company that's not even here and trust them with helping my customers get their credit in line. And I started sending some customers to Jackie. I myself decided to take advantage of Jackie's services, and I thought
right.
that she really knows what she's doing. And obviously, again, the key piece to being able to qualify for a mortgage. So I thought, you know what, and I've always wanted to do more regular seminars, and I just felt like she just had way too much information that I didn't know about, and some of the different
right.
tricks and different things that she implements for her customers. And we just said, you know what, we need to figure out a way to get this out on a more mass level. We did a Facebook Live session on my weekly Facebook Live podcast, or I guess you could say broadcast. And we got some great attention, traffic, questions. You know, people were reaching out to us, and I just said, you know what, we got to do this. Let's partner and have a seminar. In this seminar, and we called it that because that's exactly what it is, and we've talked about that, how you can build wealth through real estate. You can acquire real estate from good credit. So it was basically that. And your credit is your power. So that's where the name came from. And we talked about the home buying process, what it means and how you can build wealth through buying real estate. We had a lender partner there who actually talked about some of the different programs and incentives that are available for first-time home buyers and pretty much everybody. There is something available for everybody, whether it's down payment assistance for our veterans, for people who don't have the money. There's something available for everybody. So he talked about that.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, Jackie talked about what it means to have good credit versus bad credit, how to, you know, get started, or basically people have the opportunity to set up a consultation or schedule a consultation with Jackie so she could dig a little deeper with everybody. But it was just an overall, just good information about the overall process of buying a house, what it means, and how we can get you there. And mm-hmm. we are going to be doing another one. Our plan is to do it monthly, but we are doing another one in October.
Okay.
The date has not been set just yet, but
right.
you and everybody else know. We'll make sure to tell you so you can tell your listeners in case they don't
yes,
see
ma'am.
On social media or other things. But we are going to have one in October, and we hope to have one monthly, you know, every time thereafter.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's great. That'll be great. Tallahassee, you better take advantage. You better take advantage.
I'm sorry.
Now, go ahead.
Well, I just wanted to say it was an awesome event. You know, we had a mortgage lender there. He did a great job as well. So it's a total package, you know. There's no reason that you can't own a house. You got a great power team in place, you know, that can help you, that are passionate about what we do, that loves you, you know. And so we want to get the word out there, and I'm so excited about, you know, Lindsay, you know, partnering with Lindsay to get the word out there about this. I mean, it's just a great event. We had a lot of fun. So
that's great. That's yeah. great.
Lots of fun.
That's great. So like I said, Tallahassee, take advantage. You better be there. You better be there and get this financial information, because our communities need it. I ride through our communities, and I see there are certain things about Tallahassee that are changing for the good, and there are certain things that are
right.
not changing, and that's not good. So to
right.
be a better asset to your community, gather this information, put yourself in a better financial situation so you can be a better asset for the community. So
mm-hmm.
so I want to know this about both of you, because so from the time that you decided that these are the paths that you want to take, and you both learned a lot, you've both done a lot, you've had success, you've marveled people, you've changed people's lives, all those things. What are some of the most important lessons that both of you have learned? And if you could give advice to some young girls, young black girls, young white girls, young girls of all races, but give these young girls a bit of advice to become successful, as successful as you have become, what would that advice be, and what important lessons have you learned?
Well, Joseph, one of my biggest lessons is that God is with me.
Mm-hmm.
I've been through a lot of storms in my life, some very difficult circumstances. And if it wasn't for that fact that I know that he's always there, I wouldn't be speaking to you today, okay?
Right.
That's my first and foremost thing, is that he's with me no matter what. But apart from the business, apart from your personal, your finances, your credit, all of that, he's with us. And so that's the first thing I've learned about myself. The other thing that I would advise anyone, any young girl to do, is to start early. Because let me tell you, Joseph, if I would have known at 25 what I know now at 35,
yeah.
I would be a millionaire. I'd be right
yes.
here. You wouldn't be able to
yes.
tell me nothing, I'm telling you.
Exactly. Exactly.
It would be something serious. And the reason is because at 25, for example, if I would have purchased a property, you know, an income property, you know, I could have been making so much passive income, like Lindsay mentioned earlier.
Woo!
You know, if at 25, if I would have started investing in the stock market, Joseph, for example, you know, a person at the age of 25 that starts investing in the stock market, they're going to retire. If they just put in, let's say, 10 grand a year, they're going to retire at the age of 65. With close to $1 million. That's if they just put in $10,000 a year for 10 years, not even your whole life, just between 25 and 35.
Right.
But person B, because they waited to start when they were 35 investing, guess what? They'll retire with about a million, but instead of putting in 100,000, they're going to have to put in 300,000. So they're going to have
right.
to work three times as hard investing just because they waited 10 years to start. And the reason
wow.
is because we have this thing called compounding interest, okay, compounding interest. And you need time to let your money grow. And so that would be my advice to any young girl. Start early, you know, start learning this stuff. Call me, pick my brain, you know, call, get you a mentor, get somebody that can help you with this stuff. Take Alanya's course, you know. And then the third thing really quickly, Joseph, is to get something you're passionate about. Build a business. You know, the best way you want to shield your money from taxes is to get a business, to get some real estate. You know, you don't want to be paying all your money in taxes every year.
Right.
So you got to find something to shelter that. And what better way? You know, if you know how to do hair, do hair. Make it an LLC. You know, it's really simple to build a limited liability company. You just file with the Department of State. That's it. You know, so turn that side hustle into a business so that now you can take these tax write-offs and tax deductions and shield your money.
Yes,
ma'am.
Yes.
That part right there. Yeah.
Right, right.
Yeah. I wish somebody had told us this, Lindsay, you know?
I wish. I'm telling you, my gosh.
Well, somebody had taught us this in school, in grade school, in high school, you know?
Well, I have to say, and, you know, everything that Jackie hit on is exactly right. You know, when you know better, you do better. And I think that we need to make sure we educate our youth and have real, educate them earlier and have real open dialogue. I know sometimes, especially within our communities, for some reason, certain things are kind of taboo. We don't necessarily talk as much about credit. We don't talk about how to make smart investments early. And it could be because some people feel like they'll be judged. We've all been there. That's one thing I try to let everybody know that I'm able to talk to or touch in some way and just talk with that. There's no judgment. We've all been there.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, the thing that stuck with me that I've learned is just mindset. I think with anything you do, it's 90% mindset, 10% skill set. I would have never thought when I got into real estate, I mean, I knew why I wanted to do it, but the people that I've been blessed to meet and the influence, I didn't even realize that I had. And it was because of my limiting beliefs. I was like, you know, nobody really wants to hear what I have to say. Who's going to buy something from this?
Right.
You know, young black girl compared to what our average realtor looks like. Because of that, I've broke through my limiting beliefs, and now I try to educate the majority of people who come to me, which my demographic is, I guess it's like me, you know, your vibe attracts your tribe, but a lot of single mothers, a lot of young women who feel like they already have that fear. They feel like I can never own my own home. I could never own my own business. I can never own a large building. Yes, you can. I don't know why we have in our heads that we can't do the same things we're seeing people in other communities do. We can do the same things, but it takes discipline. It takes being humble. Like Jackie said, we got to be able to listen to people who are doing what we want to do. We have to be able to be disciplined in our spending. We have to remember what is important and where our priorities lie. We have to really remember what we're leaving behind for our kids, some of those different things. And if we start earlier in educating ourselves on financial literacy and surrounding ourselves with the mentors and just knowing that it's your mindset, you can have absolutely anything you want in this world. You can. That for a long time, people have tried to fear a lot of people in our communities or people with color into thinking that they can't. We know the system, how it's been set up. And you just got to know that there's ways to do get around that, but nothing's going to be given to you either. You got to work hard. You got to work hard. And there are people in place that you can call. Like Jackie said, call her or call me if you just want to. How do I get started? I've had so many women come to me now like, I never thought I could own a home. I don't even know what to do, but just help me. Help me to see what we can do. And that's the first step, is being humble enough and just asking for the help. And then making sure we pass that along to our children, you know, and start early. I mean, I'm telling you, if I had invested in certain things, my son, he don't realize it, but he's going to be investing in stuff early.
Exactly.
See that, but see that's that right there is wonderful, especially from someone like me. Like I said, financial literacy was not taught. My dad said, son, he meant my brother, and I said, sons,
save your money, and that was it. Not how mm-hmm. to save, why to mm-hmm. save, when to save, those things there, what to do after you save. It was just save your money. Now, we didn't really listen to them, so we didn't really save, but I wish right. it was more of a, no, you're going to save, you're going to do this, and then right. show us why and where and how the money actually works. But now we're in a fortunate enough position to know people like you and to be able to come across people like you two that have this information. Mm-hmm. So even if you are in your later years, you can still find financial freedom. You just may have to work a little harder, but they'll also teach you right. how to work smarter as well. And see, that's the key,
right.
having
right.
the knowledge.
Right. So. Work smarter, not harder.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. There you go.
Mm-hmm. And Joseph, something I just thought of to piggyback on what Lindsay said about, you know, leaving something to your children. One of the, mm-hmm. the tips that I always give clients, and I want to mention this so that people can hear it and put it into practice, even if they never call me, they'll know to do this. If you get good credit, if you fix your credit, you can actually get a credit card, right? And you can start mm-hmm. paying on that credit card, keep your balances low, under 10% of your credit limit. And guess what? Now you can add your children on as authorized users so that when okay. they are 18, they have an 800 credit score.
Wow.
Yay.
You see how that works?
Real estate and not
right.
they can buy some real estate, they can travel
right.
they're not confined to I gotta do this and that and other. They got a perfect credit score,
okay.
they can go get a car, they can go get a rental property, whatever it is. But that's a way to do it. You can start doing that about 15 years of age. They will get all of your history, so make sure you
okay.
pay that card on time and keep your balances low, because they will get every bit of history that you have just by calling your company, credit card company, and adding them mm-hmm. as a user. You don't have to give them the card, but just add them as a user so that they can get the credit history.
Did
Yay!
Not know that. Yeah, thank you for that piece of
yes.
information. I did
yes.
not know that. So definitely thank you. I know, I'm sure some listeners did not know that. So that is what brilliant though. Simple but brilliant
yeah.
and didn't even know about it. So instead of, so parents.
Right. It's happening every day.
Parents?
We just don't
right.
know about it.
Right. Parents.
Yeah.
Let's not put our bills and our children's names, but put our children on our credit cards, especially if we have our stuff in order. If you have your finances in order.
Right.
So let's give our kids a great start. Let's give our youth a great start so they won't have to fight like some of us are doing and like
yeah.
some of us have.
Mm-hmm.
So, all right. So this is our. This is. Go ahead.
I'd say but, love it.
Yes, ma'am. This is our final question, and we always ask. We ask this question to every single guest. We like to record the answers, and see how different and similar the answers are. So, if both of you were the all-powerful rulers of Black America, what would you change, and what would your message? What would your message to the people be?
Well, Joseph, one of the things that I would change is definitely teaching financial literacy in schools.
Mm-hmm.
We learn about how to sew, how to quilt, how to fix cars, you know, math, science, English, and all of that has its place. But the number one thing that are affecting Americans are what? Finances. We
right.
lose the most sleep behind finances. We get divorced over finances. We're stressed.
Yep.
We're filing bankruptcy. Finances is the thing that seems to be not taught, you know. So we grow up and we become these adults that don't know how to manage money. And so the first thing that I would change is starting in elementary school, starting teaching them about money. Monopoly is a great game that
mm-hmm.
you can play with your children. Teaching them how to be a boss, teaching them how to be employers instead of employees. Instead
right.
of saying, what do you want to grow up to do? You say, what
right.
do you want to grow up to invent? What business do you want? You know,
right.
Because I never had that in my mind. I just knew I wanted to be an accountant, and that was
mm-hmm.
it. Instead of someone telling me, hey, why don't you own a CPA firm?
Right.
You know,
right.
maybe my choices would have been a little different. So
yeah.
I would start off with teaching it in high school. You know, most high schoolers don't even know what credit is. So I would start teaching in high school. And then, of course, the second part of the question, Joseph, was what would your message be to the people? I would say just to put yourself in a position of power, because what happens is when we rely on our jobs, on our pensions, on our Social Security, that sort of thing, you're pretty much giving somebody else the power to determine if you're going to eat, what you're going to eat, what you're going to drive, where your kids going to go to school, right?
Right.
How much you eat, if you got enough to feed you and your children, you know, all of that. So take that power back. You don't want to give somebody else that power, you know. On the other hand, if you own your own business or you have some laundromats that you own or you own some real estate and people are paying you rent every month, guess what? Now the power's in your hands.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So it's a big difference. And I'm not saying don't go to school, don't work, all of that, because I started at 15 working, busting tables. And I've worked since I was 15. But what I am saying is that while you're working, stack your cheese, stack your paper, whatever you want to call it, stack that money so that one day you'll be able to own your own business and be able to walk away from that and truly experience financial freedom.
Right.
Yes, ma'am.
Right. Yep. Very good. Yes, I have to say that mine flows right along with Jackie, and I think that's why we gel so much and why we're both.
We gel. I love you, Lindsay.
Well, you know, the idea is to be able to, like she said, the power. I think one of the things I would change, well, it's very similar to Jackie's, is teaching that financial literacy early. I sent my son to a camp, or if, even if it's not, you know, being taught in schools, look for different opportunities where your kids can learn it, or make sure you have open, honest conversations with them about it. Have them understand what a budget is early. Have them understand the value of a dollar, you know. I sent my son last summer to a camp that was specifically geared towards financial literacy. They learned about credit cards. They learned about savings. They learned about credit. They learned about retirement. We have to be able to tell our kids and make sure that they understand that as early as possible. So I definitely agree with that, and that was something I wish that we had more of, more programs. Mm-hmm. But, again, there are different opportunities available. You just have to check into it. A lot of financial institutions have it. Banks do. So you just reach out and look in that direction. But also I wish that we had more, well, maybe they're coming back, but trade and vocational schools.
Yes.
Because it ties, ties a lot to what Jackie said. This will teach people to have something, whether it be their own trade, or it will give them more of the tools that they need to start their own business. They'll have a talent that they can always rely on, you know, and be able to lean back on if they aren't able to work, you know, 9 to 5 or go and get a job based off the degree that they just went and got or whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
To be able to have that, along with knowing how to spend your money and how to invest your money, I think is critical. But that would pretty much be the main thing that I guess I would say I would change, so to speak. And then when it comes to, you said if we, what would we, the message be? America, my goodness, so that's just such a word. Just everything. Again, the main thing is just knowing that anything is possible. And it's like what I will lead us to the last question, and knowing, not being confounded, and really knowing that you can have all that power, and that is by having your own, so to speak. And that's another reason why I chose to do what I did. I make my own schedule, and, you know, you can create a life by design, by being a business owner, by owning real estate, making sure everything's in line, because you can pretty much dictate your schedule and what you will and will not do. So I think that's huge. It's like I said, very similar to what Jackie said, but making those decisions early, learning leadership skills, and making sure that we teach that to our kids, making sure they're involved with the right people and that they are paired up and being mentored by the right people to know that you can do it. And own and just have all the power in the world to pretty much do exactly what you want. A lot of people don't realize working a 9 to 5, you know, and no shade at all to it. But a lot of times, you know, working just a 9 to 5, it's very rare that you'll have a decent nest egg to retire on and feel comfortable.
Right.
So what a blessing it would be to be able to have another gift or talent or business or investments to where you can retire when you want to. You can you'll live comfortably when you do decide to retire, and you have something even greater to leave your kids. So think about having your own, and what do you need to do to get there? And trust in yourself.
That's a great message.
That's great, Lindsay.
Yeah. Definitely appreciate you too. And you know what? My studio audience very appreciates that. That's why I got to put their hands together for you too.
Yeah. Oh, I love that.
Oh, goodness.
So before you go, could both of you tell our listeners where they can find you, social media, what your website is, phone numbers, could you repeat them again so people will know exactly where to contact you so they can find you and utilize your services?
Yeah, you can go ahead, Jackie, if you want.
Okay, I'm Jackie Calloway on Facebook. My business page is CreditRx. You can find me there at facebook.com/I Need The Credit Doctor. I post tips, weekly tips, that will help you to boost your credit scores yourself. I'm on Facebook. I'm also on Instagram. Same thing, ineedthecreditdoctor.com. And my phone number is 850-466-7136. You can visit me online at www.ineedthecreditdoctor.com. All one word, ineedthecreditdoctor.com. And book your free consultation, or just send me a message. Hey, I need to talk. I need to be, you know, led in the right direction, and we'll get you on the right path.
Love it. Okay. And I'm with Keller Williams Realty. My team name is Luxury with Lindsay Home Team Sales. Okay. So the best number to reach me is area code 850-391-8152. That's 8152, the last four. I am on Facebook, my personal page. I'm under Lindsay Faith Thompson, so you're welcome to stalk me that way if you'd like to check me out and see that I actually have a life outside of this and why I'm here. My business page on Facebook is Luxury with Lindsay Home Team Sales at Keller Williams Realty. You can find that at www.facebook.com/luxury with Lindsay Real Estate. I will say my name is spelled with an A. So when you hear me say it's Lindsay. So everything is Luxury with Lindsay. Luxury with Lindsay on Facebook. You can just type that in and it should pop up if you spell my name the right way.
Right.
Luxury with Lindsay, all together, no spaces, no underscores, on Instagram. That's how you can find me on Instagram. And I am on Twitter, and it's Luxury by Lindsay, only because Luxury with Lindsay was taken, I guess.
But yeah.
Again, that is spelled LINDSAY. And if you just Google Luxury with Lindsay, a lot of these different things will pop up. My regular website is www.tally, that's T-A-L-L-Y, for Tallahassee, tallydreamhome.com. That's if you want to search the MLS and just get some general information. But the best way is social media, like we're seeing. Feel free to message me on any of those social media websites or avenues, or send me a text. Like Jackie said, if you just want to talk, we can do that, and we'll get you going in the right direction.
Yes,
you do not have to be ready to buy a house tomorrow. No.
Right.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yes, yes. Thank you. Like, you guys gave a wealth of great information that I can use and my listeners can use to become more financially literate and to achieve the goal of financial freedom. I know that's, but everybody I know, that's our goal, is financial freedom, and I know that's why we're doing what we can to use our talents and our abilities to reach that. But also, you two have key components that we need, because we need shelter, we need money and things, and we have to have that in order. And we can also use our shelter and our money to make our lives better and make those things work for us. So I truly, truly, truly appreciate you all
absolutely
stopping by the Freedom Train, taking this ride with us. We had some fun. We learned some things. And, you know, this is what we try to do. We try to use our platform to become an asset to our community and have these resources available so people won't have to just go around just guessing or trying to wonder or just even thinking they have to do without when we can and we have these resources. So thank you once again for being on here with me, and I definitely look forward to having you guys on in the future, especially after you have your event. We have to talk again.
And thank you, Joseph, for having us. And you're a rock star. We appreciate all you do in the community, supporting the people, and we just really appreciate you. So thank you for having us on.
Thank you.
You are definitely amazing. I really appreciate this opportunity. Oh, and I forgot to say real quick, sorry, I have a weekly broadcast I do on Facebook, and it will be going on to Instagram too. Every Wednesday, it's Lindsay's Hump Day Home Ownership Happy Hour. Jackie's been on times, and that's been great. I usually put it on my personal Facebook page, but it is open, so you'll be able to see it, which is, again, Lindsay Faith Thompson, Lindsay with an A. But I do also, we also repost it back on that business page on Facebook, which is Luxury with Lindsay Home Team Sales. So you'll see it, the broadcast there, and you can always message and ask questions. But it's every Wednesday at noon, and tomorrow we'll be talking about the new Canopy community in we'll be talking about this week's edition on Wednesday. It's going to be about the new Canopy community in Tallahassee and new construction.
Okay, well, we definitely have to check it out because, like I said, we do our best to support the people who are truly out here making our communities better. So, ladies, once again, thank you. And
thank you,
I definitely look forward to having you back on the train. I don't want to talk y'all to death because we can have y'all on here forever, but thank you once again.
Thank you.
Joseph.
We look forward to more of your
podcast.
We'll be tuning in.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Thanks.
All right. I'll talk to you guys later.
Bye. All right.
All right. Have a good night.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Yes, yes, y'all. And you don't stop until the beat. You don't stop. Hey, man. That was a great interview. I must say so myself. I know y'all probably not used to people saying that, but they gave some great information. What my studio audience said. My studio audience, y'all need to give another hand to those ladies because they put it down. Right. Hey man, that's one of the reasons why we, Patrick and I, started this Freedom Train. For moments like these, days like these, times like these, for when people from our community are knowledgeable, confident, savvy, and just willing to give themselves to the community. So what that means is, community, these are the people we support. These are the people that we put our money into. These are the people that we put our resources and our time into. These are the people who we champion in our community because they're taking the time out to use their talents, their knowledge, their energy, and put all those efforts forward to help make our community better. Two beautiful, brilliant, confident women just came on the Freedom Train and put it down. I don't know what else to say. I don't know what else to say, but thank you, ladies. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Hey, I'm Joseph Ward. This is the Freedom Train.